One of my friends from the forum, Rob Beer, copy editor guy over there, just tweeted out a photo of a sports section cover from like the year 2000 when North Dakota State beat Morehead State 80-0. At the time, I was a columnist for the Forum newspaper, of course, and my column picture is on that front page. And Brian Shawn, who is the TV play-by-play guy for the North Dakota State football team these days on Channel 11, followed that tweet with a tweet of his own that said, "Wow, look at all the hair Mike McFeely had back in the year 2000. Those were glory days, Pinto. Those were glory days of me being, what, 35 years old or so and still having more than four strands of hair on the top of my head. I didn't even have a bald spot back then. That's how good those days were, Pinto. Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah, it's great.
How's it look?
You
What?
You look nothing like you do today.
Really? What do you mean?
I mean, there's some similarities there, but boy, you look young.
Well, I was young. It's before I started working with you. That's why.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Before I got married, no, I was married for a couple of years. No kids yet, though. That takes a toll on you, let me tell you.
Look at that picture.
I'll have to get a copy of that and put it on my blog at kfgo.com, the So Many Opinions, So Little Time blog, and we can let people see what I used to look like 13, 14 years ago. I need to go now, though, as we begin the second hour of the Mike McFeely Show, to Washington, D.C., and check in with you. What are you laughing at, Senator Heidi Heitkamp?
How are you, Mike? I'm laughing that you think after 13 years you should still have the same amount of hair you had back then. Hello.
Well, yeah, I guess it's a little male pattern baldness thing going on. In addition to the marriage, in addition to the children,
blame the wife and the kids. My goodness.
That's the easy
way out.
It's called
genetics.
Well, that's probably true, too. How are you doing? Have you had a busy couple of days, by the way?
We've been hard at it, you know, been working with a bipartisan group to try and explain and push leadership to a point where we could actually get some movement on a bipartisan deal, and I think we're seeing some of that coming to fruition right now in the deal that you're hearing being speculated about in Washington D.C. And so, the good news is that I think we are getting to that point where this is real. This isn't just phony. And I think what's really driving it has been, number one, the frustration of bipartisan groups like ours, but also the fact that really rational people do not think that we can default on the debt.
There was supposed to be a meeting between the president and I think McConnell and Reid and some others at 2 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock your time. That was postponed and or canceled. Do you know why? Is there hope that they're going to come to a deal? Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is what I would tell you. Obviously, that we've had a lot of experience the last couple days, just kind of with the back and forth, and we were given an opportunity to speak with leadership right around noon, which would be around 11 o'clock your time, and felt very optimistic when I left that room that this was real progress. This wasn't make-believe just to calm the markets, that we're actually getting close to resolving this impasse and getting government back working, taking care of paying our bills, and getting a process to move forward to actually negotiate a legitimate debt and deficit reduction.
Is this going to be... from some of the talks you've had, is this going to be a longer term solution? Or because something that makes me nervous and makes others nervous is that we're going to be going through this again in 6 weeks. If you just do a 6 week continuing resolution, are we going to be back talking about this at Thanksgiving or no?
You know, I guess it's fair for me to say that it won't be 6 weeks.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know exactly what the terms of their discussion is, but I do not believe that it is 6 weeks. And so what the hope is that there will be enough time in this continuing resolution to allow what we call regular order, which is to get to budget conference. And just, I know I've explained this before on your show, Mike, but, you know, we've been stopped from going to conference on budget by a very small minority of Senate members, some of which names you could guess, Cruz and Paul and Lee and Vitter and Toomey, And so there's like 6 or 10 of them who have consistently objected to us going to conference. What the deal would be, I believe, would be the opportunity to immediately get to conference and get back to regular order. You know, there have been some people saying, well, why don't you put together a special committee? I want to say, and why would you think that would work? It hasn't worked the last 3 times you've done it. So why would it work now? You need to get this place back functioning the way it's supposed to, with the committees of jurisdiction in the room making the decisions. That's the only way we're going to have total ownership of this.
What is your side going to have to give up in this? Because as I look at this, and I just happened to look up at the TV, and there was a graphic up on one of the news channels that says the Republican disapproval rating right now is at almost 75%. Americans are mad at Republicans for this shutdown. And in my view, rightly so. They know they can't win an Obamacare. That's not going to be repealed. It's not going to be defunded. They lost that fight. Is there going to have to be something in the deal that lets them go back home and say, well, we got this out of the deal. Look, we won this part about
well, it. I think we're beyond that at this point. It was interesting because someone asked me today, and I'm you know, I'm not disclosing any information about where this was, but they said, well, what do we get out of this? And I said, you have the government back working, and you have us paying our bills, and you have regular order back. I mean, that's a win for the country. It's a win for both political parties. Let's quit parsing this as a winner, you know, who's going to win and who's going to lose, because right now the loser really is the American public, who is going to suffer and reap the whirlwind of this disruption. You know, we had a hearing in the banking committee last week on what would happen if we don't meet our obligations and increase the debt limit. And a man wisely said, what will happen? And this is a man who heads up the Securities, you know, Trade Association, basically said every American will feel the consequences of that with higher interest rates. And lower gross domestic product. And so, you know, let's just count this as a win by getting our government back up and running, putting people to work. And the great irony there, Mike, and I know I've said this before on your show, the House voted unanimously. No one voted against it to pay people that they won't let work. Now,
right, yeah.
I don't know about you, but that makes no sense. You know,
no,
and so hopefully we're going to get back to that point where we get back to regular order and start doing the people's business.
Senator Heidi Heitkamp, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, she and others and hopefully the nation are hoping here that there's going to be some sort of deal that's going to avert or avoid, end the shutdown and avoid the debt default here in a couple of days. And certainly indications are that something is going to happen, whether it happens today or is announced today or tomorrow. None of us know, or maybe somebody does know, but they're not telling us.
Well, one of the problems is that if we don't have it today, and if we do see, again, this very extreme group of senators object, it's going to be hard to move it because we have to, under regular order, under these filibuster rules, we have to give a certain period of time before we can vote. And so we want to definitely be taking this vote on Thursday. And so I think the great hope is that something will happen yet today that we will have the ability to vote on, or vote on very, very early tomorrow morning.
I want to compliment you and Amy Klobuchar and Joe Manchin and Susan Collins, who's a Republican from Maine, and all the other senators that you got together with in a bipartisan effort to try to talk about this in a reasonable, common sense way. That's a good thing, I think, that if the two parties can get together and talk in a bipartisan fashion, that's what needs to happen more. What's been the reaction to that for you and the other senators? Because that's not the way things are working these days in Washington, D.C., Senator.
I think in part there's some folks who are a little discouraged because it's outside of the kind of normal operation of letting your leadership just negotiate this. But I think patience ran a little thin when we didn't see progress. And I think, and one person that you didn't mention is Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, who in every discussion that we've had just reminds people that while we're talking about winners and losers, we're working for the American public, and she's been a force for good in all of this too. And I just don't think that when you look at 600 people up at Turtle Mountain who don't have any resources. Big story in the New York Times over the weekend about how this impacts Indian country, that I could really sit around any longer and wait for somebody else to have these discussions. And for me, the motivating factor was a snowstorm in the Southwest, Indian country really suffering, and Spirit Lake, which you know has had a whole host of trouble with Family Protective Services not having anyone to report any incidences of child abuse and neglect. I mean, you got to step in and you got to start doing what you can to fix that problem. And Amy's just been a big champion too, I think. So, and interestingly enough, in that room, almost half of the people were women. Want to make that point.
What's your point there? What are you saying exactly?
I'm not saying anything. I get in trouble when I say that. Maybe we can add a different dimension to the talk.
You better not go down that road. Yeah. You're exactly right. Okay, Senator, thank you. I've taken too much of your time. I know you're having a busy day again, as usual.
Yeah,
but I wanted to get you on to talk about this.
Stay tuned, Mike, and maybe if we get some time tomorrow, we can come on and talk about what the deal actually is.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Okay. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Yep, you bet. United States Senator Heidi Heitkamp. It sounds to me